Akashwani presents World News. Good morning, I am Nishit Kumar. The headlines. Nepal government lifts ban on social media after violent protests that left 19 people dead and over 300 others injured. Mauritius Prime Minister Naveen Chandra Ramgoolam to be on an 8-day visit to India beginning today. French PM Francois Barou loses confidence vote in Parliament to submit resignation to President Emmanuel Macron today. India wins the bronze medal at the CAFA Nations Cup football, beating Oman on penalties. And 17th Asia Cup cricket to begin today with Afghanistan taking on Hong Kong in the opening match in Abu Dhabi. Nepal government has withdrawn its earlier decision to ban social media sites after violent protests by youths that left at least 19 people dead and over 300 injured. 3 days ago, the Nepal government had ordered to ban 26 social media sites, including Facebook and X, over their failure to register with the Nepal government. The demonstration turned violent yesterday when some protesters entered the parliament complex, prompting police to use water cannons, tear gas, and live rounds to disperse crowds. We now go over live to our Kathmandu correspondent Shweta Singh for the details. Shweta, what latest update you have on the situation unfolding in Nepal?
Nishit, you see, the government of Nepal has lifted the ban on social media after Gen Z protests turned violent, killing 19 and injuring 347 people. An emergency cabinet meeting was held on Monday that decided to unblock social media. Minister for Information and Communication Technology Prithvi Subbagurung informed us that social media platforms have been operational since the decision was made by the Council of Ministers. However, Minister Gurung emphasized that the government has not regretted the decision to shut down social media platforms. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli promised to form an investigation committee to scrutinize the deadly incident that happened during the protest. He said that the family of deceased will be provided relief and free treatment of injured will be done. The government finally backed down from the decision after facing strong opposition and pressure from the ruling party. Back to you, Nishit.
Thank you, Shweta, for that update. Prime Minister of Mauritius, Dr. Naveen Chandra Ramgoolam, and his spouse, Veena Ramgoolam, will be on an 8-day visit to India beginning today. This will be the first overseas bilateral visit of Prime Minister Ramgoolam to India in his present term. Prime Minister Ramgoolam had earlier visited India in May 2014 to attend the swearing-in ceremony of Prime Minister Narendra Modi. During his visit to India, Prime Minister Ramgoolam will call on President Draupadi Murmu and hold discussions with Prime Minister Modi to further enhance strategic partnership. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has strongly condemned the heinous terrorist attack on innocent civilians in Jerusalem, killing 6 people and injuring multiple others. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that India condemns terrorism in all its forms and manifestations and stands firm in its policy of zero tolerance towards terrorism. The Prime Minister extended his heartfelt condolences to the families of the victims and wished a speedy recovery to those injured. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has extended thanks to India after Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed grief over the attack. The 6th round of Foreign Office consultations between India and New Zealand was held in New Delhi yesterday. During the meeting, the two sides took stock of the full spectrum of bilateral relations, covering defence and security, trade and investment, education, agriculture, traditional medicine, climate change, sports and people-to-people linkages. This is Akashwani giving you the world news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. French Prime Minister Francois Barou has lost a confidence vote in Parliament yesterday, leaving him with no choice but to resign from the role. We have a report.
François Bayrou was the third politician appointed to the role in 12 months as President Emmanuel Macron has repeatedly tried to stabilize his government. He will submit his resignation to French President Emmanuel Macron today. The Elysee Palace, France Presidential Palace, said Macron will name a new prime minister in the next days. Prime Minister François Bayrou was ousted overwhelmingly in a 364-194 vote against him. Bayrou was the sixth prime minister under Macron since the French president was first elected in 2017. Beru is the second French prime minister in succession to have suffered such a fate after Michel Barnier was ejected in December after only 3 months in office. The demise of Beru's short-lived minority government heralds renewed uncertainty and a risk of prolonged legislative deadlock for France as it wrestles with pressing challenges including budget difficulties and internationally wars in Ukraine and Gaza and the shifting priorities of US President Donald Trump. Shagun Chopra for World News.
Leading Baloch human rights activist Miriat Baloch highlighted that a massive uprising by the people of Balochistan has begun against the Pakistani forces across the province. According to human rights activists, the wave of protests was sparked by the call to resist the terrorist organization ISI, which orchestrated a suicide attack on the Balochistan National Party rally in Quetta on September 2nd, killing 15 Baloch people and injuring 35 others. It stressed that during the protests, roads have been closed, shops and highways blocked, rail services halted, and reports have emerged of airports being shut down. Meanwhile, condemning the ongoing operation by the Pakistani authorities across Balochistan, human rights body Baloch Voice for Justice described the use of force against peaceful protesters as a blatant violation of human rights. South Korean President Lee Jae-myung has ordered his staff to review whether there were shortcomings in the response to the detention of South Korean workers at a construction site of a battery plant in the U.S. The presidential office said that Lee issued the directive after receiving a briefing on the case in which more than 300 South Koreans were taken into custody at a detention center in Georgia following September 4th raid by U.S. immigration authorities on the electric battery plant construction site operated by Hyundai Motor Group and LG Energy Solution. Lee specifically instructed officials to examine whether there were shortcomings in the government's handling of the unprecedented mass raid at a single site. The arrests of the South Korean workers have sparked public anger in Seoul as video footage released by the immigration authorities show the Koreans being shackled with handcuffs and metal chains and loaded onto an inmate transport vehicle. And now moving on to news from the world of sports.
In football, India created history by defeating Oman to finish third in the CAFA Nations Cup 2025 at Hisar Central Stadium in Tajikistan, clinching the bronze medal in style. The match finished 1-1 in regulation time after Udham Singh scored the equalizer for India. Oman missed their first two chances in the penalty shootout and Gurpreet Singh Sandhu saved the final penalty as India won 3-2. This was the first ever victory for India over Oman in an international football match, marking a milestone moment and a historic finish to their campaign. The 17th Asia Cup cricket will begin today with a high-octane clash between Afghanistan and Hong Kong in Abu Dhabi. The match will start at 8 p.m. IST. Team India will begin their exciting campaign against hosts UAE in Dubai tomorrow in a Group A match at the iconic Dubai International Cricket Stadium. And finally, the Hong Kong Open 2025 badminton tournament will begin today. Leading India's charge is none other than two-time Olympic medalist P.V. Sindhu, who will face European Championships silver medalist Line Christopherson of Denmark. Ishwara Rai Nigam, Sports Desk, Akashwani, Delhi.
The Indian benchmark indices opened higher today, with Nifty IT index leading the rally with 1.7% surge in the early trade. Sensex was up 355 points or 0.44% at 81,142, and Nifty was up 99 points or 0.40% at 24,873 in the opening trade today. And now before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. Nepal government lifts ban on social media after violent protests that left 19 people dead and over 300 others injured. Mauritius Prime Minister Navin Chandra Ramgoolam to be on an 8-day visit to India beginning today. French Prime Minister François Bayrou loses confidence vote in Parliament to submit resignation to President Emmanuel Macron today. India win bronze medal at CAFA Nations Cup football, beating Oman on penalties. And 17th Asia Cup cricket to begin today with Afghanistan taking on Hong Kong in the opening match in Abu Dhabi. And that is the end of this news bulletin.